Up Against the Current, by André Pete. May 1st, 2012. Since I wrote in my previous blog about the aversion, within Christendom, with respect to sound doctrine, today I want to point out the other side of the coin. As true as it is that the general trend shows a downward flow, so it is true also that there will always be living fish that will swim up against the current. Amid the religious masses, there are, fortunately, always a few who call upon the Lord out of a pure heart, who do not follow the traditions of people, but pursue the truth and love His word. However lonely your position may be in an environment of empty religiosity, do not think you're the only one. Elijah also once lived in the belief that he alone was left, until the Lord showed him that there were 7,000 others, who had not bowed their knee to Baal, Rom 11:2-4. Indeed, a small minority, but still 7,000 times more than Elijah thought there were. I mean to say this, there is no reason to mope or to withdraw onto an island. Believers together form one body. That is, they belong together and are given to each other for encouragement, support and correction. Cherish it and fellowship with each other, outside of human institutions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with all who are invoking the Lord out of a clean heart. 2 Tim 2:22. Line of Symbols. Translation, Peter Fedima. Copyright André Pyatt, www.goldberry.nl. Return to main index page.